This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. We're being joined this week. She's back in the saddle by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the LDL. Chelsea's been on an exclusive tour around the globe visiting libraries, research facilities, and things of the like. But now she's back home at the LDL. Chelsea, what's going on?
I'm learning whist.
You're learning whist.
I'm learning whist.
Yes.
So whist, for people who don't know, similar to Euchre Bridge, which, mind you, before this, I've never played any of them. It's part of our Jane Austen programming, celebrating her 250th anniversary of her birthday.
And she's not shutting up about it.
She's not.
Jane Austen.
Yeah.
For 250 years old, she is lippy.
Yeah, or us, honestly.
Yeah,
we're so excited.
Yeah.
We've been having so much fun with it. So yeah, I'm learning whist. I'm going to be teaching people whist as part of our high tea on Miss Austen's official day of her birthday, which is Tuesday, December 16th, 6 p.m. It's a registration event, but everyone who registers will get a vintage teacup, some lovely teas from Lucky Tea here in town. They're going to talk about them, and we're going to have some food and snacks, I think like an afternoon tea. And I'm going to teach everyone whist.
Okay.
So it'll just be come hang out. Costumes recommended if you'd like.
I see.
I'm going to dress up.
There you go.
Otherwise, some other fun stuff we've got with it. I know Katie talked about it a few weeks back, that we had the voting for the favorite Darcy.
Yes.
I have an update. Who do you think so far is winning?
The dog
is in fact winning.
The dog is
Wishbone
winning.
And Colin Firth. Last I checked, Wishbone had one vote over Colin Firth.
And you have to think for Colin Firth, he's a classically trained British actor, and yet he's losing to a dog.
He's losing to a dog. And Colin Firth is also on there twice because he was in two separate adaptations. Yet Wishbone, still.
He resonates with people.
He resonates with
people.
He's
a timeless performer. He brings a unique energy.
So come add your sticker if you're in the library and you want to participate in our little silly thing here. Add your sticker to Wishbone. Whenever we're done, I'll update everyone on if Wishbone did finally win.
Okay.
The best Darcy.
Our favorite Darcy.
Yeah, our favorite Darcy. Other Jane Austen programming coming up. We do also have learning the Regency dance, the cotillion. So for fans of like Bridgerton or something like that kind of dance style, it'll be Friday, December 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. And this is an after hours event in the library atrium. So we recommend get there before 6 because the doors lock and everything at 6. And this is all ages, but any kiddos 13 or under must have an accompanying parent. But yeah, we have a ton of fun with these atrium dance classes every time. So kind of shifting mood a little bit here. But
the serious stuff.
Yeah, Jesse and I talked about this. Super important. We have QPR suicide prevention training coming up. This is on December 5th. At 12 p.m. This is a free training provided by Mosaic Counseling to help recognize the warnings of suicide, increase awareness of stigma and understanding it as a public health issue, how to offer hope, how to access local and national referral resources, and how to get help to help save lives. Perfect for parents, teachers, ministers, youth, doctors, first responders, mental health professionals, and you, anybody. So seriously important thing. And it's all free. Usually this is something that you would have to pay a good chunk of money for.
Yeah.
And we're able to have it for free.
That's very important.
We have an author coming named Susan Ryan, who's the author of Brainstorm, Navigating Life with Chronic Migraines. It's on December 7th at 1. She's going to be giving a brief reading of her book and then lead a discussion about struggles faced by those living with chronic migraines, which we were talking about is like the second highest cause of disability in the U.S. is chronic migraines. It's insane.
Yeah.
So very important as well.
Yeah.
Especially like during these winter months. Oh my gosh. I know people get it so bad. Letting people know that, you know, they're not alone and there's a ton of other people who experience these things with them and being able to like share their ways with each other, like how they're able to kind of, you know, help things, help pain management and things like that, things that'll help and whatnot. So definitely, if that's something that you struggle with, come and check that out. We have Adopt a Book.
We got into that last couple weeks, but it's very huge.
Yes. So, you know, the dates of that, it starts Friday, when this goes out, Friday, November 21st, late night. And it will go through Tuesday, December 24th. And what I wanted to shout out about it was we had some information about this, you know, go out a little early, letting people know it was getting started. And the second we made the Amazon wish list available, I like don't know who it was because it's all the, you know, the anonymous donations. A single donor purchased everything on the wish list, which was absolutely amazing. So if this person's out there and listening, I'm huge thank you.
Yes.
We were absolutely in shock and awe.
Yeah.
So we have now the wish list. There's some staff who we went through and found other things that the library could use and need. So the wish list has been updated.
Like a llama puppet.
There is a llama puppet on the wish list. Mm-hmm. People don't realize puppets are expensive and they get heavy use in story times.
But puppets are very important for children because they promote using your imagination and creativity.
Yes.
And it's also expressing themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So we have some fun things on there. Some fun vinyl, too, that's been added. So if anyone is interested in donating this holiday season, we've got a ton of different easy accessible ways to access that wish list.
All right. And then what are your holiday hours for the upcoming holiday, Chelsea?
So Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, we will have a slightly early closure at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Thanksgiving Day and then the day after, so Thursday and Friday, we will be closed. So if anybody needs to get any holds or anything, you can go ahead and place holds now for our after-hours pickup lockers, which are now available again in that parking garage that's reopened.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go and grab those, you know, especially if you know that you're going to be busy around the holidays and you want to try to get those before our closures and what.
She is Chelsea Payton from the Latta District Library. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on up there, because you're always so busy.
Always
something happening. Where's the best place to get that information?
They can go to loudetlibrary.org or follow us at Loudet District Library on all social media.
She's Chelsea. I'm Jesse. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.